This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Matt Patterson, health policy analyst at the National Center for Public Policy Research. As we get closer and closer to a final vote on the Senate version of health care reform legislation, it's possible that, if the Democrats are right, about 30 million more people will have access to coverage. The problem, though, according to Matt's recent research work, is that they might not have as many doctors to go and see. He says, given the provisions in this plan, many could be exiting the field. And Matt, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Well, the title of your paper is Obamacare Would Drive Doctors Out of Business, and you have many different reasons why here. Let's go through them, if we can, here in the next few minutes. But first of all, what new rules and perhaps taxes would be imposed upon physicians as a result of this legislation? What's in here?
Well, tons of new taxes on medical devices, tons of new bureaucratic red tape. Physicians fear that there's going to be a repeat of what happens in Medicare, where they're reimbursed at a lower rate than what it costs for them to treat patients. They've seen this with Medicaid and Medicare. So what doctors are telling researchers is, and this is in several independent studies, we will quit, or we will think about quitting under this new health care regime. And the reasons are they'll be making less money, and they'll have an increased workload. You know, they feel like their income will go down at the same time that their patient rosters will swell as millions of new insured individuals come into doctors' offices. So many doctors are just saying, look, this isn't going to be worth the time and the money to practice medicine anymore. And the important thing to remember is that we already have in this country a primary care physician shortage. In the past 12 years, the number of medical school students going into primary care or family doctors has dropped by 52%. So we already have a shortage of primary care doctors, and now 46% of those existing primary care physicians are saying, you know what, this won't be worth it. I'll think about quitting if this goes through.
Even if half of them quit, Matt, what's the impact of that?
Well, the impact is tremendous. I mean, if you think about the baby boomers, there's 78 million baby boomers, all getting ready, or some are already retiring. They're all going to need increased medical attention in the coming decade. So what you're going to have is an increased insured pool, tens of millions of new people entering the Medicare rolls and seeking medical care, and this is going to put a squeeze on the structure that's already overburdened and creaking. And the result of that, look, you don't have to be, you know, Nostradamus to see what's going to happen. Fewer doctors, more people seeking medical care, long waits, rationing, to say nothing of the doctors that are going to remain are going to be very unhappy. They're going to be overstressed and overworked.
And one of the doctor's offices I've been in recently, it says, we no longer accept Medicare patients. I know Medicaid's also been an issue with doctors for the very reason you mentioned earlier. They're not being reimbursed to the same cost it takes to treat these people. We've also seen today that Walgreens isn't about to deal in terms of prescription drugs with additional Medicaid patients. So are these people really going to actually get medical care just because of this legislation?
Well, that's a great point. And I think, you know, what you said in the intro, you said people, millions more people are going to have access to coverage. What they're actually going to have access to, if this all works like it's planned, is insurance. But what I tell people all the time is insurance does not necessarily equal coverage or care. Just look at Medicare. You know, 30% of new patients looking for a new primary physician under Medicare can't find one or have trouble finding one because Medicare doesn't pay doctors, and so fewer doctors are accepting Medicare patients. And it's a terrible problem. It's an underreported problem. I just had a report on that a couple weeks ago. And, you know, you're going to see the same thing if the government gets more involved in our health care.
We're talking with Matt Patterson of the National Center for Public Policy Research. And Matt, what would we see in the coming years? How quickly would these new rules, these new taxes, these new regulations start to just be too much? Will it hit us pretty much like a ton of bricks right away in about 4 years when all the benefits supposedly kick in? How would this work?
Well, the taxes would kick in right away. And this is how they propose to make it seem affordable, is they tax you for 3 years before they kick in the benefits. And then that's how they get this CBO score that they're happy with. But it's a psychological thing, too. Look, if you're a medical student now and you're saying, I'm going to graduate in 2 years or go into my internship in 2 years, I'm looking at a decreased income compared to my predecessors, a lot more hassle, a lot more red tape. I'm going to go into maybe the specialty field, or maybe I'm going to switch careers and go to law school or something where I can actually make some money. Because what you have to remember is medical school students, they go through almost a decade of training and schooling, and they put themselves into enormous debt to do this. And if they don't feel like it's going to be worth it in the long run, they're not going to go into it. So even if all of it doesn't hit at once, it's a psychological thing that's already in the medical community where doctors are already saying, look, I know what's coming. I know what's coming because of what I do with Medicare right now, and it's just not going to be worth it if it's going to make it worse for me. So young medical students are looking at that too.
Matt, one last question here. We talked a little bit about how people added to the insurance rolls might not actually get to see the doctors like they think they're going to as a result of this legislation. What about for those who are in the system already, have it through work, have it their own private plan, and right now don't have much trouble getting access? How's it going to hit them?
Well, in the short term, I think your premiums are going to go up. I mean, look at what happened in Massachusetts. Look, Massachusetts passed something in 2006 that's very similar to Obamacare in a lot of ways. They have a lot of the same elements. And, you know, the goal was very similar. They were going to get control of the cost and all of this. And what happened in Massachusetts? Premiums skyrocketed. And you see this in all the states that have tried this. Massachusetts now, after their health care reform, has the highest average family premium plan in the nation. So, you know, you would think the federal government would look at the states as sort of laboratories of experimentation, but they're just not looking at what works, and they're not looking at what hasn't worked in the states where it's been tried.
Matt, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us today.
Anytime.
Matt Patterson is a healthcare policy analyst at the National Center for Public Policy Research. His most recent paper is Obamacare Would Drive Doctors Out of Business. You can find that at nationalcenter.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.